Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, keeping small business stress from creating a downward spiral at home and using your strengths to become a mompreneur. Those stories after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today. Work is seeping into weekends and other personal time, and women are logging more hours on the job. Those two trends are turning many couples' after-work hours into a minefield. How so, and what can be done? We're joined now by Sue Schellenbarger, columnist at the Wall Street Journal, who's been looking into this. Sue, explain.
There's recent research showing that couples, in particular those who both work stressful jobs full-time, come home in the evening, there can be a lot of strain spilling over into home life as a result of their job stress. And researchers call this a spillover effect. You're more irritable, you may be more easily antagonized, you may pick a fight with your partner, or you may be one who simply needs to withdraw and go off and decompress for a while. Any of these can be destructive to a relationship if the spouses don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, because we all manage it differently, right? So in times we might not even recognize that we're stressed, or this is the way we're behaving because we're stressed.
That's exactly right. You come home and you say, oh boy, I'm relieved, I'm finally home. But your resources, your emotional resources, aren't the same. You may be drained and tired from having to respond to work stress all day. And also, you may respond to stress differently from your partner. Some people have an impulse to go find somebody to talk to and vent and work it all out verbally, while others just think that's a nightmare and what they want is to be separate and apart from anyone just so they can calm down and kind of pull themselves back together. It's a real issue, and if couples don't understand what's happening, it can cause some real tension.
You know, what I didn't think of, too, that you pointed out in your story was what you called the downward cycle of stress. So it goes work, home, and then back to work.
This is a new finding. A study last year of, I think, almost 400 couples found that if you come home and your work stress causes strain at home and your partner gets stressed out and relationships suffer, your job begins to suffer, too. It's a downward cycle of strain where you go to work, you're trying to concentrate, but maybe your stress at home has created problems for your partner. You wind up thinking about that, being distracted, or even being pulled into things you need to do to repair the damage.
Yeah. We're speaking with Sue Schellenbarger, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece entitled, When Stress at Work Creates Drama at Home. All right, so what can be done? How do you address this?
Well, it's really important to understand your partner's reaction to stress and your own. There are different physiological responses to stress. Some of us have the classic well-known fight-or-flight response, which when you're stressed and you're among people you love, you don't want to fight, so you flee, right? You go to a room alone and you try to get away just to decompress. Others have what we call a tend-and-befriend response, which is the opposite in the sense that when you're stressed, you pull in toward the tribe. You want to comfort yourself by being surrounded with people who care. You want to talk it through. This is really antithetical to the fight or flight response. And second, you need to listen. Just learn to listen. There's great healing power, the research shows, in just hearing someone out respectfully. And practice asking your partner for what you need. One Los Angeles couple I know said that this actually just solved the whole problem for them when they learned to say, you know, I just need a half hour by myself, or honey, I need to vent. Would you just listen? Yeah. It seems simple and basic, but it can really ease the strain.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. More after this.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
If you're a mom who wants to start a business, whether for reasons of flexibility, fulfillment, or financial necessity, play to your strengths and passions. some ideas from NerdWallet. Creative moms, how about being a freelance copywriter, Etsy artist, or piano teacher? Making and selling your own products is only one way to capitalize on your skills. You can also teach. For techie moms, in our increasingly online world, tech skills like coding and website design are in high demand. Tech-talented moms can reach out to local businesses to offer help with websites and apps, or run a repair service for broken electronics. For healthy moms, how about acting as a chore or hiking guide, becoming a personal trainer, or running a yoga studio? For mathematical moms, an accounting service, tax preparation, or bookkeeping agency. And finally, analytical moms, consulting or referral services may be for you. This is if you're good at writing business plans or, say, developing marketing strategies.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Quick reminder that the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.